About 27% of the Bible is prophecy, foretelling what will come in the future. When Jesus came to earth the first time, he fulfilled over 300 prophecies, a complete mathematic impossibility without God. Just like the 300 prophecies about Jesus' first coming to the earth came to pass, the prophecies about the end times are coming into clear vision in 2024. The Bible mentions time and time again about how we should not follow false idols made with men's hands. We'll take a look at what we're seeing this very day near Houston, Texas. Photos show America's new third tallest statue. Astonishing photos of a 90-foot statue of Hindu god Lord Hanuman, the third largest statue in the United States. The statue's unveiling on Sunday marks rapidly changing religious demographics in the U.S. The surveys show a decline in the proportion of Americans who identify as Christian and a rise in those who say they are nothing in particular or belong to religions which are followed by a minority in the United States. In the book of Revelation, we're told of many things that come upon the earth because of man's wickedness and rebellion against God. But even while seeing the Bible unfold word for word like it prophesied it would, people still will choose to rebel against God and follow the false idols made by their own hands. But the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see, nor hear, nor walk. The Bible prophesies that as we head towards the last days, people will call what's good evil and what's evil good. They will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, and this is sadly what we're seeing increase in today's world.
Well, good morning, y'all. Good morning. My name is Rushing Kimball. My pronouns are he, him, his. I have the privilege of serving as the pastor of Broadway United Methodist Church in downtown Orlando. And also my drag name is still a work in progress. So if you have any ideas, just please let me know. There's one floating around, but I'm not going to share that one with you. But I could not be the proud gay man serving as a pastor of a United Methodist congregation in Orlando and Florida in the South without having longstanding allies in the work of inclusion, such as Pastor Andy. One little conversation, one little spark can spark a whole reformation.
The state of the world and society will continue to oppose the basic fundamental truths of Christianity, eventually leading to the time when Christians will be beheaded for their faith. The Bible prophesies that people will believe that they're actually doing God a favor by opposing Christians. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. 2 Corinthians 11:14 shows how Satan masquerades as something good, calling good evil and evil good, opposing biblical truths. Satan's the father of lies, and that's exactly what he does. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light.
This is no masquerade. This is me. A man who loves to preach about Jesus, is openly gay, and has a side he's never shared before. Until today.
The good news in all of this is how gracious God is towards us and our rebellion. If we go to Jesus and decide to live for him and what the Bible says, God is gracious enough to forgive us of our sinful ways and bring us into true unity with him. In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Matthew 24, Luke 21, 2 Timothy 3, and Revelation 6 are a few passages that prophesy that unrest will come in the last days. This has been happening more and more over the past few years. The fulfillment of these prophecies are coming to pass.
Now let's turn to the UK, which is also seeing massive unrest. Riots have broken out in all corners of the country: Belfast in Northern Ireland, Liverpool in Merseyside, Sunderland in Northeast England, Bristol in the Southwest. Riots have broken out in all these places. Mobs have been setting cars and buildings ablaze. They've been attacking the police and leaving a trail of destruction in their wake.
While the unrest in the world continues to unfold, the hatred for the truth that Christians speak will continue to rise. This will lead to persecution and the attempt to shut down the speech of Christian teachings. Christians risk being branded extremist by UK government. There's no longer a safe place to be a Christian in China. Christian persecution is increasing to near genocide levels. We need to remember to be in prayer for our brothers and sisters who are being persecuted around the world. Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also. Unrest and distress in the nations is something that's prophesied time and time again in the Bible. When looking at the Middle East, it's hard to not imagine that time is short with all that's going on over there. When looking at these images coming out of Gaza, it looks apocalyptic, like things that the world has never seen. At least when you consider all the unrest in the nations, not that this is just a specific event, but these types of things are happening everywhere. Time really does feel short. Get yourself right with Jesus today if you haven't. Sadly, tensions in the Middle East will continue to rise until the Antichrist comes on the scene and signs a peace treaty told to us in Daniel 7.
Israel sent more than 100 jets to attack dozens of sites in Lebanon Sunday morning, destroying more than 1,000 rockets Hezbollah planned to launch at Israel.
As soon as we identified Hezbollah's intention to carry out the attack, we thwarted the majority of the attack. Hezbollah attempted to severely harm the north and center of Israel, but was met with an iron fist.
It's important to remember that not all things are bad. God is still in control and on the throne, and things will unfold exactly how he wants them to. One of the specific end times verses told to us is actually an encouraging one. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. This is good news. The gospel brings hope and help to everyone who believes in it. This video of people in China reacting to getting Bibles smuggled into them shows you how powerful and loving and important the gospel is to all the nations and everybody in the world. The gospel brings hope. The gospel brings light. It's something that all people are desperately in need of. May we all continue to fulfill this call of spreading the gospel of the kingdom of God and Jesus Christ to all the world. Through advancements in technology with transportation as well as the internet, the gospel is being spread to the world like never before, which is actually a fulfillment also of Daniel 12:4. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. The book of Revelation and end times prophecies is in no way a bad thing. This means that the revelation of Jesus Christ as the truth is coming to the earth. When Jesus is revealed, all evil will be destroyed, and peace and joy will be everywhere in the world. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. God is faithful. God is in control. We can trust that all things are going to unfold according to his perfect plan. For those of us who make Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives, following and obeying what his word tells us to do, he will be with us every step of the way. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.